Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts, Salsa,
Matt,
James.
What?
Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's time for the Apropos of Nothing podcast. With your hosts.
Shut up, new guy.
Oh.
Yeah, how did you think that was going to go? Seriously.
I had no illusions.
Right now, there's a lot of people whose brains are exploding right now. Because of our... special?
Wow, nothing's changed, has it?
Both special and guest.
I
just realized this microphone doesn't have to be nearly as short.
I was wondering why you did that. That was an awkward choice. Well, now you're past your pee popper, which, as your mama told you, you shouldn't do in public.
Special re.
I would like to say resurrected.
Host.
Yes. Alumnus.
Alumnus.
Yeah. I like that.
Of Apropos of Nothing.
He puts the in alum.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Matt Alex.
Woo! Hey, guys. It's been a bit.
It has
since
been
since we've heard
a
your
while.
Dulcet tones.
Yes, and I've only made them more dulcet in the meantime.
Yes. It just makes me want to drink something.
Yeah. That seems like a great idea.
Good thing we have drinks.
Oh, shit, I'm glad this part hasn't changed.
Yeah. This is Aspal. Aspal? Aspal.
Aspal.
Oh, good. Yeah. Aspal.
Aspal.
Aspal. If you make your hand do this.
Aspal.
It's very French.
I should do the hand.
Aspal. Credit Becky for... To credit Becky for visual jokes on an audio podcast. Her trademark. So what's this?
I don't know.
It's a dead Italian.
Yeah,
there you go. And the listeners at home will just have to fucking wonder.
So this is an English cider, so I'm sure that Aspal is probably not right.
Ye olde Aspal.
Aspal. A-S-P-A-L-L. Grand Cru English cider.
Now, there are beers that are Grand Cru. What does that mean?
It means they're like Cru, but grand.
More, yeah.
Fucking... Should have stopped when I started.
Ask a stupid question
to a stupid person.
Yeah, we have a new scale of measurement on the show, and it's on a scale of 1 to salsa. How dumb is it?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Wait, is that how you rate drinks or jokes?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes. More stupid human tricks than anything, but yes.
Well, it's actually quite lovely.
It's a bit of all right.
Yeah, I'm into that.
Yeah, it's not too dry. Or too sweet.
I was fearing it was going to be very dry.
Yeah, I had a cider somewhere recently. I can't remember what it was. And it was super disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the craft beer renaissance has sort of skipped a lot of the cider people.
There's
a lot of really bad ciders out there.
There are some good ones.
But there's a lot of shitty cider out there still.
Did I tell you about the one I was at Town Hall for Cider Days and... No, it wasn't Cider Days. I was having a shitty week, and so my wife was like, go out, have a drink. And so
have we mentioned you don't deserve her?
No.
Let us take the opportunity.
But so I went out and I had a fantastic cider. It like had a little bit of fruit flavor to it, and it was just the perfect level of sweetness without being cloying. And I actually asked the bartender, I was like, this is really, really good. Is there, you know, can I buy this in a container locally? And she was like, that place actually just went out of business.
Oh,
and
shit,
so
really?
That's it.
Dude. So you're like, then one more.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. It was like, I am going to drink.
If this is the
out.
Last chance of all time, then I'll take one more.
So, yeah, no, I was...
All right, love, you're going to have to take a little bit of this... in just to all right.
So we have Young's Double Chocolate Stout,
which is one of my favorite stouts of all time.
It's a fantastic
James
one.
And I were talking about that beforehand. Mackenzie's, the Scottish bar downtown, is the first place I ever found that had it on tap.
They have it on tap?
Yes,
no shit.
Which made me so happy.
Yeah. Once you've had a glug or two or that,
make room for.
You can drop the shot in and have the most delicious Irish car bomb you've ever.
That sounds delightful.
Had.
Mm-hmm. Swoop.
Alley-oop. And we're watching this happen.
Yep.
Yep. He did do a beer show.
I've never seen that in a clear glass before, and it doesn't look pretty.
No, it's appalling. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the curling? It's disgusting. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So good.
Well, that was fucking delicious.
Yeah. I once watched somebody suck a cement mixer out of a bottle at, like, 30 seconds after it had been mixed.
It was
some kind of brain fetish thing. I don't know. It was a monstrous zombie. I did not want it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hard pass.
Cider's good, though.
James.
Yes.
We'll start with you. What you been up to?
So much. Not getting a lot of things is the way that things are shaping up. My schedule prevented me from getting into the Fringe show that I auditioned for, but I'm still super excited for it. And that gave me like that sick nervous feeling that I almost always have. But in this case, I felt so confident about my interview with this company that I wanted to work for until...
That you blew it.
No. The interview apparently went super well, but not so well that they weren't able to find somebody more qualified. But I had that feeling. I was like, oh, maybe if this didn't go well, maybe nothing's going to go well. That's kind of been the shape of things.
I mean, that is the job of our shitty performer brains.
Right. No, and I was recently talking...
Make everything thunder down around our heads at all times for no reason.
I had a thought that was plaguing me, and I had to send it to young Eric.
Curse the French.
Just because it seemed like exactly the kind of thing he would want to know, which is... I was trying to get to sleep, and I had this horrifying thought. What if I'm not talented enough to really deserve imposter syndrome?
Because it's actually... You're an imposter I don't feel like I am.
But because...
And then I realized... So I was
because
like,
all of your friends have imposter syndrome, you feel like...
You don't
like
deserve
gluten,
it.
Like imposter syndrome is your gluten, where you feel like you shouldn't eat it even though you don't actually have celiac.
Yeah. Yeah, I just...
That is the most performer
We have
thing.
Just fallen down a terrifying performer rabbit hole.
The snake eating this tail in this situation is bulimic. It is not good.
An Ouroboros of self-doubt.
And vomit. As my friend Charles would say, a horribolus. That's the... fuck.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't even deserve
The thing is, I don't know that I do, but I realize how fucked up that thought is.
That is a...
recursive.
No, that's how that works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, as a performer, you are cursed to have one of the few professions that depends on being constantly rejected and being the most likely to be unable to accept rejection. Time. I was talking to my parents about this, and I was like, Dad, you probably had, 8 job interviews in your life?
Oh.
You know? Ever?
You know? I have 3 a week.
Exactly. I hear no constantly. Yeah. I am the least prepared to deal with that. You know, you've had, 2 jobs? 2 main careers? Like, you know, you worked in one place and then got hired somewhere else where you taught for 40 years and then retired. Oh, shit. Like, his last job interview was 1972. You know, like... What the
fuck? When people were like Goldwater Republicans.
Yeah, right. No, yeah. He's just like, I got my first teaching job, moved to Shakopee, was paid $7,000 that year. And I was like, Jesus fuck. That was his last job interview. Oh, you know, like.
He's just been getting 30 like, cents or more shit. Every
like,
year.
Yeah, guys, I have to go on like these things like weekly or monthly at least, you know. And then so like, well, for like for Fearless, like the new Murder on the Mississippi show.
Yeah.
I auditioned for that.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents came over. And we were talking. I'm like, we should try to find a time we can go. Like, sometime I'll get the boy. We'll get tickets at the same time. And they're like, wait, you're not in it? I'm like, no, I didn't get cast in this one. They're like, but Megan, didn't you say you were assistant directing this one? They go, yeah. They go, why didn't you cast it?
That's not how this works.
And then we were both like, this is not at all how this works. And they're just like,
if I was Megan, I would have just gestured at
him. And she just goes, he's not right for it. And I went, I'm not right for it. Yeah. Like, I read it, and I'm not.
Yeah.
They made the right call. And they're like, but...
Yeah.
But...
No, I told like, somebody no, else.
Guys,
I didn't
this is
get
not how
job.
It goes. They're like, he's covered in tattoos. It's a period piece. We have to either write that into his character, which would be a real stretch, or it just doesn't, or tons of makeup. That's dumb.
Yep.
And I was like, yeah, they made the right call. Yeah. As soon as I got there and read it, I expected not to get in. Mm-hmm. And that's fine, but it's always worth just doing the audition for the experience of auditioning.
Absolutely. I was filling out the audition form, and I was looking at the schedule thing, and they were like, do you have conflicts on these dates? And I was like, yes.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
No, I totally do.
Yeah.
But then even still, like, not getting it was kind of, ooh, fuck. Mm-hmm. Mugged in an alleyway.
And, and Mom, I was like, Mom, Dad, that's like saying, like, you know what you should do? You should go do a stand-up set on Kimmel. Because I feel like that would be good for your career. Yes, thanks, guys. It would be good. Thank you for giving me that sweet, sweet showbiz advice. This is useless.
John Madden advice.
Let me just call him up. Yeah, I've got him on speed.
You know what you ought to do? You ought to get yourself one of them Netflix specials.
Jimmy James. Let me,
Hey, Fallon, stop laughing for a second and give me a minute.
There was
it's adorable.
A joke on
complete
Fallon
lack
that cut me very particularly deeply. Martin Short and Steve Martin were on.
I saw that.
And they were talking about Jimmy's opening monologue, and Martin Short was like, Jimmy, don't worry. The audience, even if they're not laughing out loud, sometimes they're laughing inside. It's okay. And Steve Martin's like, oh, no. I heard laughter. It was Jimmy, but I heard laughter. I was like, fuck.
That's to the bone right there. That's good. That's real good.
My parents are the same way with jobs. It's like, well, you just, have you done this? And it's like, that's not how this works. Like, just show up at the front door with a resume. No. If I do that, they escort me out of the building. Yes. Yeah. That's not
people,
a thing.
I work in fucking fast food, and people will still be like, hey, can I talk to the manager? I got my resume. I'd like to apply. And he goes, okay, cool. Go online, fill out the application. Yeah. And they're like, no, but he's like, if you don't fill out an application, I cannot talk to you for HR reasons.
Yep. Yeah.
Like, I have to have that first. You might be great. Go home and do the thing.
It's like taking dating advice from an 80s romantic comedy.
Yep, just like handing out boom boxes. Like, don't worry, it'll work out.
Sorry, you're arrested.
And there's
get
just
the fuck
like,
out.
You know, some 80-story apartment building and like 40 dudes just like,
Miranda! 41B! Wait, did you say Lisa or Elisa?
Ah, shit.
Wait, what does Elisa look like?
Did you say 41B, you son of a bitch?
I mean D.
I got here first.
D or B? What?
I don't know. It got wiped off my palm.
B as in beta. K as in knife.
B as in Belta. That's the...
It's pronounced like the G in gigantic.
Gigante.
Yes.
Stupid.
Anyway, saying,
the G in GIF.
Yeah. In Heath.
Go ahead. Heath, yes.
Geif.
But yeah, no, somebody was talking to me about not getting the job, and she was like, that's fucking stupid of them. And I was like, well, they probably made the same mistake as everybody, hiring somebody with more experience than I have, and possibly a fucking degree. Right, that would be...
A pesky degree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, assholes. Right. I appreciate the sentiment, but it's kind of like a friend coming up to you after you've just broken up and been like, that bitch!
It's like, dude, you're just negating little, 3 years of my life decisions. It's not usually a good thing.
Oh, you mean that woman I'm getting back together with? Thanks, you
man. Yeah. Yeah, no, there's like there is a possibility. Now, this is just that same, 80s romantic comedy brain in my own head, being like, there is a possibility that I might get hired by them later.
Did you feel calm?
Yes, no, because John Cusack, boombox.
I'm just impressed that Salsa just went right there, zoom.
Well, if it's not that, he's going in the fart cupboard.
I don't
so
remember. Oh, I don't remember the show being so musical.
Do you? No, it's been extremely musical.
I remember
musical.
The whimsy.
Yeah. Did you know that we've added a fart cupboard? It's actually just the same cupboard, but we fart in it now.
So you two are normally on that side of the bar?
Okay. No. It's great. Yeah. That way when I fart, I don't stink up the room.
That can't
it's
possibly
just
work.
It's the cupboard.
Yeah. We can tell that it's working because the glasses in there are a little foggy.
This is not science. I mean, if it works, I'm grateful, but...
uh-huh. Well, you use the door to chop it off. That's the... Yeah.
Oh, okay. Pinch it off. Yep.
Like sausage.
Right. Just, like, just pinch it off.
Right, yeah. Roll the casing.
Twist and snap. All right.
Speaking of which, I learned this yesterday. What is God backwards?
Dog.
What is Jesus backwards?
Sausage.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I didn't realize that either, but now I'm really pleased.
Yeah.
Dude, can we just take a second?
Nope. Anyway.
To appreciate cased meats. Because, yes. God damn, they're good.
Wait, like...
No, no, no. You should hold this until our shout-outs.
Oh.
Wait, like...
I don't even know what that means.
like strata? Like cased? Is that...
No, okay, so I was at the Nebraska Renaissance...
Cast?
Yes, I'm purposefully mispronouncing that.
Terribly. I was at the Renaissance Festival in Nebraska this weekend.
Braggart.
And that's what I ate, was dried meat and cheese.
Yes. Like, that's effectively my diet.
That's now. Basically...
I peed
was
on
like,
a stick and it said it's working.
If I could chew things, that would be my diet.
Yeah.
We'll get into it.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
No, it's that's the basically I go to the store and I buy a loaf of bread and a wheel of cheese and some dried meat and that's what I eat in my in my camper.
That's what happiness is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I've been eating for the last
It's marvelous.
2 to 3 weeks.
It's so good. Yeah,
dried meat is great.
Yeah, the myth that you need to have all these elaborate things, you know, is just like obviously false. To be fair, I do love those elaborate things and enjoy cooking weird ass crazy shit.
Mm-hmm. But, I've seen.
Oh, god
like
damn.
A triple pork sandwich.
Sure. Oh. We did a weird thing with gizzards and hearts a couple weeks ago. We were going to just like.
Bread them and deep fry them.
We were going to do that. Megan found. God, what was it? Was it. It was like, I think, like Nepalese recipe or something that was just. Oh, this was like a rice, and we made like a weird curry, and
it was
put some
nipples?
Peppers in there, and it was just like, oh shit, son! Like, you know, this is this whole other idea from what we brought it home to be,
What
it became. Yeah, it was really, really fun. So we're like, all right, we didn't quite nail it. So we're like, all right, it's gonna need two or three more iterations. Yeah. We're like, but there's yes,
that sounds delightful.
It's one of our goals, and you and I have talked about this, James. learning to cook with offal, like there's. I have texture issues still, which is, I think, very common. That's usually, I think, what holds a lot of people. Well, I mean, because if you don't tell someone what it is, they may love it.
Right.
Yeah.
But the texture can still bum you out, even if you don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But a lot of people just go, oh, this is chicken hearts, and they get freaked out. And like, that's
beef
a,
tongue
you know,
is
yeah, and like, but
that's
it makes the best goddamn tacos.
It is.
Like, it's so good for tacos. But like, you know, and that's the thing. It's like, you have to kind of acclimate yourself a little bit to some of those textures. So I have a little bit of trouble with textures for some of this stuff, but I'm like, nah, let's just keep trying weird recipes till like we find the one that gets me over the hump, and then we can do anything.
All
like,
beef tongue hot dogs would be
fascinating.
Lingua.
See, and now we actually had a conversation the other day about getting a meat grinder so that we could do sausage casings.
Yeah.
And then the debate of would it be cheaper to get the attachment for her KitchenAid mixer and not have to buy the whole thing that clamps
if she's already got a KitchenAid mixer, then
It might just do that. And it's
absolutely.
Just like, all right, so
save your arm.
We're kind of having that whole conversation of like, I talked to my parents already because they had the old like grindy one. I remember using it as a kid.
Yep.
And they're like, we might have thrown that out because we never really used it. Like, fuck. So like, now it might be like, but yeah.
It
like,
may
that's
have been involved
thing.
In a murder investigation.
Well, because I was explaining haggis to her because Megan's never had haggis. And she's like, isn't it just like guts? I'm like, no. It's like the best meatloaf you've ever had in your life.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, like it's
spicy. It's all the parts of the sheep that the rich people didn't eat.
But you grind it up and it's got all the oats and the
barley,
the breading,
and the spices,
and
the...
And like, and she's just like, So, like, so we've been watching lately a lot of cooking shit.
Sure.
But I think it's just called Ainsley Eats the Streets.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Which I'd never heard of this dude. And... fucking brilliant. Like, the most jovial, delightful human being on the planet, going to cool places and eating street food, which is my favorite thing. I love peasant food. Like, that's the coolest thing. And so we're watching this. So, like, we watched the one in, like, Taipei, and we're, like, just laser-focused, like, trying to figure out, okay, this is the recipe for 3-cup chicken. We're going to make 5 attempts at this till we nail 3-cup chicken.
Nice.
Because that looks so fucking good. You know, like,
and in the meantime, the worst thing that
rice,
will happen
wine,
is you've
oil,
got 15-cup
soy,
chicken.
And it's just the thighs and shit. That's the good cuts. I'm like, yes, that's what we want. I want the bones.
Well,
I want the gristle.
It's cheaper that way.
Like, and it's better. Like, that's people forget that, like, the chicken thighs are delicious.
Yeah.
You know, like, all that shit. And so, like, so there's been so much food shit, which, okay, this ties in. is the part that's so annoying right now is Saturday, which at this point is like 4 days ago, I finally got two teeth pulled.
Uh-huh.
My upper back molars
on
each side. One of which was rotted from neglect, one of which I cracked like 12 years ago. Oh, and fuck. You remember I mentioned even like
years. No, like, every now and then a hunk
would come off and be
Yeah, I do.
And they finally pulled them both. Okay. There's a light over here. I'm just going to, again, to do a visual gag on a podcast.
Yeah.
Check out this part of my gums. Neat.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They basically had to saw off the back hunk of my jaw to get in there because it was so bad. The guy's like, so look. You left us basically nothing to hold on to do this, and the rot goes up into your bone.
Oh, wow.
So, and here's what ties in another thing we can talk about later if we want.
Yeah.
I'm sick all the time. I feel really good.
Nice. Yeah.
All of a sudden.
Yes.
Which means I've probably just had a low-grade infection.
Poisoning yourself.
For 8 years.
Yeah, I was going to say, now that your body is not poisoning itself. Yeah.
Honestly, and again, there's a whole other issue with like my... I've had some mental health issues in the last month, and that's been a thing. Mm-hmm. But for the first time, for 4 days straight, I have not vomited when I woke up.
Huh.
And I'm like, oh.
High five.
Yeah. Right? When you got out of your car, and I was like, Matt's looking well.
I'm a little bouncy.
Yeah.
Feels really weird. And honestly, I suddenly realized your mouth shouldn't have a gross taste all the time.
Yes.
Like, it's really weird. And I know this is really gross and sorry. But
I think it's fascinating.
It's not the weirdest thing we've talked about.
But honestly, like, what it comes from is me being like, it's not that big a deal. I can put up with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can put up with it. Which I suddenly realized is like the whole, like, My job sucks. Quit, get a new job. I should have quit a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Oops.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it took like 2.5 hours to get these teeth out because there was nothing to hold on to. So every time they did clamp it, it would just shatter.
Right.
And they'd have to like cut deeper, which is why that horrifying hole in my jaw I showed you exists. The other one's not so bad. But it was like, and the dude even said like, all right, so like you're going to come see us before this. Next time, right? I'm like, yeah. It was nice that they were dated. I should say, I'll give a shout out. Emergency Dental is actually what it's called in Roseville.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday. And they also do just routine stuff. Mm-hmm. So like, look, we did this shit for you. Now if you want to come back and do some actual checkups, maybe do some preventative care.
Some cleaning.
You could do that. And they took my insurance and all that. I'm like, oh, dope. Like, cool. And so, I should give a shout out to Megan, who was the one who found that and was like, all right, doubled over in pain. During Pound in the Tingle, there was a night backstage where I couldn't speak to people because my jaw hurt so much.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, well, what are we going to do? And I'm like, we're going to do the show. And they're like, how? I'm like, we'll be fine.
Stage health.
I've got
That's how.
Yeah. Like I'll be fine. We'll get through it. And we did. But
the magic
sucked,
of theater. You know,
yeah, no, but it was brutal and painful. And she's like, we got to do something. And she found the thing and was like, look, we're doing this. And I was like, okay. So I went and did the thing. And my parents were like, we like her. She's good.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you're right. But so like, you know, one, hey, everybody, brush your teeth.
Yeah.
Turns out it's not a joke.
So glad you told us that.
But to, like, you know, like, find a place and go in and get your shit done. Because, like, it was just, honestly, I can't, like I said, the quitting the shitty job.
Mm-hmm.
My entire life for 4 days now has suddenly just been like, boonk. Because I've missed about a week's worth of work in the last month.
Because
I will wake up uncontrollably vomiting and sick and gross. And again, part of that is mental health stuff. I got anxiety things I'm starting to deal with.
Right.
But literally, suddenly I can totally feel a whole other weight lifted where all that stuff is coming into line better, too. And it's just like, oh, shit. Yeah. Like, turns out, if you take care of your body...
You do look significantly better.
Yeah.
Your body doesn't fuck with you so much. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, neat. So, you know, I'm not the picture of health, but...
You're working on it.
I'm a picture of health.
I'm angling towards it.
No, better late than never.
Yeah. You know, and it's, you know, at 38, that's about time to start taking care of
shit. I see, because
seems like,
Now's
the time to paint over those rust spots.
Kind of in the same boat, honestly, a little bit. Because just today, I had my first physical in 18 years.
I did mine last month. First one since high school. How did yours go?
I had it this morning. Like, I don't even know how my test results. Oh, you
probably don't have the results yet. Okay.
No, I don't even have the test results yet. It was...
Yeah.
But it was something that I, you know, again, it's been a long time.
Fucking weird, right?
And back in
20... Did you get a tetanus shot?
My tetanus shots are up to date.
Oh, okay. Well, I suppose maybe you that I got seems, one. Because I was like, you know... Yeah,
correct. Better. mine are up to date.
Yeah.
Mine have not
for
been.
Reasons.
Now they are.
No, for the same reasons. But,
he says, gesturing to his Casimir shirt.
I was explaining getting staple gunned the week before I went in. Yeah. And they're like...
Yeah, you should probably do
that. Let's get your tetanus shot. And I was like...
I sanitized those staples.
I know.
Because I'm a professional.
And you're like, those are no way. There's no way.
Those are the only staples.
There's no way that my jaw is firm enough to lock together right now.
You don't know how many staple guns I have in my bedroom.
Fair enough. That's, kinky.
Turns out zero.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
But it's been 18 years, and I was talking to my wife, and I was like, I, you know, back 18 years ago, they were telling me I had high cholesterol, mm-hmm. and like, I'm not as young as I used to be, and I'm traveling around a lot more, and... God damn it, wouldn't you know it? My costume shrank from last year right that around this area.
That is the weirdest thing.
Like, it was a very localized shrinkage.
Every dryer does that. It's weird.
I know, but but I was just like, I really should start to actually find a primary care physician, you know? Somebody that I could talk to about the fact that I'm sticking poison in my face all the time.
And holding fat.
Yeah. And so I did. She helped me find a doctor, and I went in for my first physical today. And we had a long and rather academic conversation about swallowing swords and eating fire and what exactly that might do to the body. And he was like, okay, so, you know, first there was the obvious fascination, like, wow, that's crazy. You know, how do you do that? Blah, blah, blah. But then he, like, after he got over that, he... like, got very businesslike about it. He was like, okay, so, eating fire, what kind of fuel do you use? Okay, so we're going to use this. These are the things that we're going to have to be worried about. Okay, we're going to take a baseline blood sample, just that way we have that record, so over time we can look and see.
So that we know that at one point you had blood.
Exactly. but he was just like, these are the things we're going to check. If you detect these symptoms, these are the symptoms of petroleum, you know, causing possible, you know, cancer or something like that. Like, these are the things that you want to look for. And it was just very nice to be able to have a medical professional that I could say, I want to live long enough to see...
paranoia about technology.
yeah.
Shit.
You got a pill for Luddite? No, it's more of a poultice.
A bulb.
Some leeches.
It's an unguent.
But it was funny because the take home sheet that, you know, that they bring home with you.
Yeah.
It was the kind of the standard, like, you know, you should probably lose about 15 pounds, you know, and blah blah blah. And it was like, obvious concerns about lacerations and burns. But beyond that, we're gonna say
not like self harm issues.
No. He was admitted to the hospital with second degree salsa.
We're worried about cuts. Yep. Self inflicted, not what you think.
Uh-uh. But then he checked the inside of my mouth, and he was just looking at you know, again, for burns and sure, you know, looking at my throat and stuff like that. And then he had me stick my tongue up on the roof of my mouth and look under there, and he was like, oh, it looks, you know, okay. And I was like, yeah, sorry if it's a little red under there, because I've been snapping a mousetrap on my tongue all weekend. And he's just like, what? I was like, oh, did I not mention that part?
Yeah, like, forgot that bit.
Yeah. I can't eat glass and do sword swallowing on the same day. That's the problem.
Yeah. No, it's weird. Like, I did my first physical, like, about a month ago.
Yeah.
I had my first panic attack ever.
Okay.
It was the week before Die Laughing that I just completely lost my shit, and for like 8 hours was basically having a heart attack or a stroke and laying on my couch thinking I was going to die and making jokes and pissing Megan off because she wanted me to feel serious about it. I'm like, if I'm dying, I'm making fucking jokes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, absolutely. And so she was just like, should we go to the hospital? I'm like, I don't know. Like, whatever. So,
I mean, do you want to?
It's a combination of the make them laugh song from Singing in the Rain and Red Fox having a heart attack.
It is quite literally, if I'm going to die, I will die laughing.
Yeah.
And she was a little disturbed by that. But, you know.
How long has she been dating you?
Too long.
Does she understand that you're a ghoul?
No. She understands everything and is a saint and incredibly patient. Like, everything she does is magic. But
cheers to our, you know, significant others.
Yeah, our undeserved significant others. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was what got me in for the physical, is I was finally like, okay, if I'm actually having physical repercussions to my social anxiety, my depression, all that shit, I gotta go in. And so, Megan called my parents, was like, shit's fucked. Like, Matt hasn't been to work in 2 days. Mm. Like, he can't move. He's just vomiting and curled up and sometimes crying uncontrollably. He can't live.
Yeah.
What do we do? And my parents, because they're the goddamn Cleavers, found, you know, like, okay, what's your insurance? And so, like, we emailed them my insurance info. My dad called around pretending he was me and found a place I could go, which turns out was, like, the next building over from where I work.
Oh.
And so I was like, all right, got my shit together, eventually, went to work, and then, like, my parents showed up at the end of work, went with me over to the thing, because going to new places is terrifying for me.
Yeah.
And, went in and like, yeah, had met the doctor, had a physical, and was just like, she's like, when was the last time you were to the doctor? And like the really awesome nurse lady, I was just like, when I was like 17. And she's like, and how old are you? I'm like 38. And she's like, what? Yeah. I'm like, well, nope. I went to the hospital about 2-3 years ago when I had heat stroke. And she's like, that's not the same. It's not the same at all. I'm like, okay, cool. Then, no, probably my last high school physical.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, cool. And she, like, takes my blood pressure. And she's like, oh, it's this over this. And she kind of is like, I don't know. I have no clue what that means.
Yeah.
I don't know what those numbers mean. She's like,
I didn't graduate with a degree in math.
I didn't graduate.
Yeah.
And she's like, what? And I'm like, no, I literally don't know what those numbers mean.
Mm-hmm.
That's high. I'm like, okay, and
high is,
you know,
bad.
You can feel like most of the time I'm a little elevated. Honestly, about 2 hours before I came here, I had to take some pills because I was starting to lose my shit. And I was just sitting around at home playing video games, playing Batman, and like just it comes on sometimes. So I've got a thing I can take as needed.
You were
now
getting so emotional about AON.
Sure, shit wasn't that. And
oh, you can't lie to me. You're wearing your AON t-shirt right now.
That's to keep him in line.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's your power shirt.
That's right. This is the Daddy Says Shut Up shirt.
It's a throne you can wear.
But like, did the whole thing, did the whole physical, and it was just like, all right, like, I don't know. Like, what do we do? And she's like, and this is like right after Die Laughing is when I went in. And so I'm sitting there in the little fucking, you know, cute skirt with the butt exposed.
Uh-huh.
And so she comes back and she's just like, what is all this? And I'm like, oh, it's burlesque dancing. And I was like, I was stapling money to meet myself. So I was trying to like explain why my knees and feet were just shredded from dancing as the Toxic Avenger, and why I had all these like staple wounds. It's just like
tiny snakes, man. Yeah, dude, they came out of nowhere.
Little cobras everywhere.
I trusted them.
Tiny non-venomous cobras. And so I'm just covered in weird ass fucking wounds. And she's like, are you okay though? I'm like, yeah. Do you feel safe? Yeah, we're good. And she's like, okay, when was the last time you had a tetanus shot? I'm like, And so she's like, how about you get your tetanus shot? I'm like, let's do that. Considering I just pulled a ton of staples out of my stomach. You sanitized those ones.
Right.
It's not that I wouldn't do it on a moment's notice if we had the opportunity.
So, look, we've met Matt. It's probably a good idea.
Yeah, as young Eric said, he tried to teach vilifiers this difference between salsa stupid and Matt stupid. And, you know, Matt stupid is, fuck it. Ka-dunk. Salsa stupid is, all right, I don't know how to do that. Get staple guns, sanitize staples. Mm-hmm. Ka-dunk. They look the same.
Yeah.
One is much riskier.
We actually had a question about that a few episodes ago on the Fast Five.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was like salsa or Matt. Who, you know, which one do you think is dumber about particular stunts, or which one is more likely to do something dangerous? And that was a toss-up, but Salsa was like, I think it's Matt, because no, he'll me. Do it on spur of the moment, whereas I will do the exact same stunt.
After studying the movie.
After, after taking all of these precautions.
I will do it as carefully as I can, exactly. with or without knowledge.
Yeah.
Salsa goes in with knowledge.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Yep. It's still a scale of one to salsa, though.
But, so, did the whole thing, and then it was like, okay, so, got some antidepressants for the first time since I was 16, which is nice and has been great. Got some stuff I can take to when my anxiety spikes, like I mentioned. I can take a thing. And that's been great. And then as I got an appointment with a psychiatrist and went in and saw her and had a lovely conversation where she was just like, we're talking. It's like, okay, so like this and that, like tell me a little bit about what you do. I'm like, well, you know, I work, you know, I day to day work in a sandwich shop, you know, but most of my time is spent working on art stuff. You know, I'm a comedian, a performer, an actor. I have a couple of theater companies I work with a lot. I do a lot of shows, things like that. And she's like, so are those things make you anxious? I'm like, no, that's fine. She's like, you don't think you're an anxious person? I'm like, no. I'm like, well, I have some social anxiety. She's like, well, what do you mean? I'm like, well, I don't leave the house unless I'm getting paid. And she goes, that is
the definition.
She's like, that, I've never heard someone describe it that way, but we should unpack that. And then we talk, and she goes, oh my God, okay, let's deal with this shit.
Yeah.
And like we sat and spent like 2 hours talking about it. And it's interesting. Like it's going to be a long road, I think. But she's also like, super. She's like, so, you know, do you do any like natural or alternative medicine stuff? And I'm like, no, if it was actual medicine would be called alternative medicine because alternative medicine, alternative to medicine. I like medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, all right. And she's like, okay, well, like, do you have any, is there any reason, like, culturally, you know, for you to have any ideas about the I'm like, what? Like, I don't understand the question. And she goes, do you think therapy is bullshit? I'm like, no, my mom tried to kill herself and then got drugs and went to therapy and she's still alive and she's awesome now. So I fully believe in the process and medication if it helps. She's like, all right. She's like, all right. And it turns out, like, the woman I have as a psychiatrist worked for years at the VA. Working with PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, all right, I get what you have. It sucks a lot. I've dealt with people that have the same thing because they were getting shot at.
Mm-hmm.
They've gotten over it. It takes time. Yep. But if they can, you can.
Mm.
But it's going to suck. And I'm like, doesn't matter if I like it. It just matters if it works.
Right.
And she's just like, all right. Like, you're good. I like you. Like, I'm like, I was very clear. I'm like, dude, I'm all about proof and process. Like, if you're just this is the method, this will work. I don't have to like it. I don't like getting a shot, but it works.
Yeah.
Like, fuck it. So, you know, I'm trying. I'm starting. So,
I'm absolutely like an alcohol on the cut kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
It hurts, but to me, that kind of hurt is good because you know it's working.
Long term, yeah. And so it's just, I don't know. And it's a lot of bullshit about my life that maybe doesn't matter, but. You know.
I mean, it quite literally does because you're our guest.
I guess, and I that's, suppose.
We
yes.
were going to talk. I mean, we were going to do that in the second
normally
segment.
Normally we try to be funny, you. But...
So...
Well, yeah.
Are you kidding? Seriously, have you listened to this show before?
Nope.
I know. James.
Yeah.
Let's quick roll back to you. Were you done?
I'm great.
All right. I just wanted to make sure that we... Because... Matt's back, and this
Oh, actually, in that case, real quick then, before we wrap this segment.
I still have to talk about me.
Oh, yeah. Great. Before I wrap my chunk of this segment, hey, be smarter than me, and if you need help either physically or mentally, go get it. Yes, and please. If you can't afford it, there's someone out there that'll help you do it. You just gotta look a little harder sometimes, and you know, you might be surprised at the people that'll help you out, so... I very much regret not taking care of these things earlier because my life has improved an immense amount in just a month and a half. And I know that's cliche and everybody says that when they start doing this shit, but, and this isn't some hippy dippy like AA because I'm currently enjoying my cider.
No, it,
but
it absolutely it is, does because, again, with me, you know, I'm not as fucked up as you are because
no one is.
Yeah. But even then, it was
hopefully
just like
you won't be
18 years later, it was like, I should really do that.
Yep.
And it's one of those things where you're just going, I'm embarrassed because I haven't done it. And that you kind of have to get over that and just go, look, Better late than never.
Every medical professional doesn't care. It's their job to take care of you when you come in the state you're in.
No,
all that matters. So just go do it, and you will feel better, and it will not be as bad as you think. And again, part of my problem is I can't pick up a phone and make an appointment. That's a big part of what took me forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so like it's hard for me to schedule follow-ups.
Online appointments are my saving grace.
And so find the method that suits you, or like I did, have someone pretend to be you and schedule the appointment as long as you'll show up. And if you have to, my dad walked in with me to get signed in. To make me feel comfortable. Like, do what you gotta, but do what you gotta.
Like, for me, it was that embarrassment. And like, they would be like, so, you know, do you have a primary care physician? And be like, no.
Nope.
They're like, we get that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it was like, you know, when was the last
time?
Time you had a physical? I don't remember. It's been at least 10 years. We get that a lot. And it's like, oh, I'm not the only schmuck who doesn't know how to take care of himself.
That's why they have those bus ads that are like, get your pooper check.
No, men are disproportionately terrible about just getting regular exams.
My doctor actually said that. Mm-hmm. He was like, women, because, you know, they go in for their gynecological checks and stuff like that on a pretty regular basis.
They're used to it.
So they're more apt to go to a doctor for things, whereas guys are like, I don't know, it's going to be fine.
I can tough it out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Case in point.
Yeah.
So.
And, you know, helped ruin my life for years.
Yeah, there was something that changed my mind about it a long time ago, and I do tend to go in pretty regularly, especially if something feels off. And it was that when I was like 13 or 14, I had a stabbing pain in my gut. And my parents were like, oh, it's just, you got a fart that's trapped in there. And I was like,
drink some Coca-Cola.
I think it's appendicitis.
Remember that was a cure?
I'm pretty sure it's appendicitis. And they were like, no, because there are things that you'd know. And I was like, please take me into the doctor. I think I have appendicitis. And they took me in to the doctor. And the doctor was like, well, I mean, it's possible. We should keep him overnight for observation. And about 1 a.m, I was being scheduled for an emergency appendectomy.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I've learned to trust what is left of my gut.
Right.
It's a drag that it often takes something that intense, you know, like an acute experience like that to make someone go, yeah, I should probably get shit checked.
Yeah.
You know, what we were talking
about. It also took me 8 years to get my wisdom teeth out. So that's not a.
But I mean, that's. There's still
that drag.
That's kind of the American way. You know, the philosophy of people here is you treat the symptoms, not the problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's you go into the doctor when there's something wrong instead of going in normally to prevent that from being wrong in the first place.
Uh-huh.
And it's something I'm trying to get better at. So
what else are you up to?
I was at the Renaissance Festival of Nebraska.
Yeah, braggart.
Six-hour drive. That was a pretty brutal one.
6 hours isn't too bad.
By yourself...
do you not have enough
through
podcasts?
Iowa
podcasts.
I was listening to podcasts.
Okay, then I could drive
through Iowa
podcasts.
No, honestly, the way out there was not as bad. What drive back after 2 days
exhausted
of festing?
Shitty,
yeah.
And I got home at 1 o'clock.
Did you leave at night or did you leave in the morning?
I left. Yeah. I got done.
Mm-hmm.
And I was within an hour of closing cannon. I was packed up and on the road.
Oh, so you were just bolted out that
Yeah,
night.
Like they closed at 6. By 7, I was gone.
Oh, woof. Yeah.
And so I was driving. I got home at like 1 a.m. And so, yeah, I was pretty tired. And I had just a splitting headache for the first hour or so of the drive.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was not fun. But no, it was, you know, a jaunt down there, and the site is gorgeous.
That was my first question. What's it like?
It's absolutely beautiful. It's at the Bellevue Berry and Pumpkin Farm.
Oh,
so it's like they have like hay rides, and they've got like the pumpkin fields and stuff like that. But they've got a lot of you know, things. Just all over the place.
What's the size? Like an acre or two? Or?
It's fairly big. It's take our festival and go straight from front gate to the bear stage.
Sure.
Like chop it in half there. Yeah. And the Cartwheel Cove side, mm-hmm. it's about that size.
Oh, it's like a football field or so, maybe two.
Yeah, maybe slightly bigger than that.
Yeah, okay. That's pretty good
pretty
size.
Pretty sizable.
I've been to some smaller fairs.
No, it's pretty sizable, and it's actually shaped very similar, too.
The size of our fair is kind of fucking ridiculous in Minnesota. We have unique ecosystems.
It is we are a weird anomaly. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but it's not a tent place. It's they have structures there in
building. Oh, neat.
Well, a lot of the vendors, I should say, have some of the vendors have tents. But most of the vendors are in little buildings or
do you have foliage and stuff there? Is it all
up
in the sun?
Yeah, nice. there's trees. Cool. My stage was not under shade, but there are places with shade and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. They have a fucking ship. It's not quite as big as the legend stage ship, but it's a still pretty fucking big old ship.
Probably and a damn sight safer.
It very much so. But what it is, it's the front and the back half split apart.
Whoa.
like it has run aground.
Oh,
and so
that's cool. So it's like a shipwreck.
Exactly. It's nice. A shipwreck, and so you go
up.
Well,
so is ours, but...
And you...
Unintentionally.
So inside... So you go up there to where it's split open, and you climb the ladder up to the top, and that's where the Commodore is at, and you can ring the bell.
Wait, you can actually, do... As a patron?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Oh.
No, it was a place... It was a kid's, playground
that's
area.
That's awesome.
So the kids are going up there, and they meet the Commodore, and they ring the bell, and they steer the wheel and stuff like that. And then they come back down, and there's a big cannon that they can fire.
That's awesome.
And what it is one of the women who works there got one of these, you know, the big cardboard tubes that they use for sinking cement pylons?
Yeah.
Took one of those mm-hmm. and rigged up the inside of them. So that was the outer diameter. And then there was an mm-hmm. inner diameter, which was a, 3 foot. Or a 3-inch
drain pipe.
PVC, basically.
Yeah.
So it looked, on the outside, like a pretty big, cool cannon. Mm-hmm. But they had a spring mechanism on the inside.
Ooh. And so, it's actually launching cannonballs?
So the guy, who's the swab, had a swabber that he would put down the end of the cannon, compressing the spring.
Right.
No way.
So he was swabbing the cannon...
Yeah.
Then they would take the cannonball, which was baseballs painted black.
Oh my god,
they would drop
these
baseballs
in. This is fucking awesome.
So cool.
First they would swab it,
yeah.
Then they would drop the cannon in, and then the kid would grab the handle and pull the handle, and that would release the spring.
Oh my god.
And it would fire like 15 feet.
That's so fucking cool.
That
it
is
was
awesome.
So fucking cool. It was great.
Oh my god, that's a great idea.
It was such
at some point they're like, Sir. Let the other children
Scott,
have
this. Is you are too tall for this ride. We told you 9 minutes ago
stop
when you
trying
pushed
to get
that
into
girl
the
into
cannon.
The dirt.
Go down the twisty slide and get out of here.
The unfortunate thing is where my stage was situated was basically at their entrance and exit.
They were firing the cannon at him.
So during my shows, they couldn't be having kids running in and out.
Sure.
So so I would give 5-minute warning, before my show started. They would clear people out. I would do my show. The next group would do their show.
Did that
and then
pull
the kids...
a crowd for you or no?
Sometimes.
Help or hurt?
It's hard to say. The weather was shaky, and I was usually grabbing my audiences from the other side because it was just kids were... crazy, and it was mostly kids doing this ship thing.
Sure,
and so they were too flighty to. Really
well, and like we've said before, though, sideshow stuff it's good for kids.
It absolutely is.
It is,
but most of the time, the younger ones, under the age of 5, they're just
under five, they're
running around.
They can't sit still. For anything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I would do my show, and it was a sandy area around my stage, and my stage was the deck of a ship. That was at ground level.
That's fucking awesome.
So if you see pictures, behind me is the slightly raised deck and then the wheel and stuff like that.
Wow.
So it was a great backdrop.
Yeah, that's cool.
And so I had my thing and I did my 4 shows a day, which by the way, 4 shows a day was rough. But I debuted my Mousetrap on Tongue at festivals. My Bed of Nails with a fireball.
Oh, did that work?
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, oh my God. Awesome.
Shit. Yeah, that worked.
Oh. Do you have, oh God. I was gonna say something in a video, but you probably didn't know to be down there to do it.
I don't know if there's a video that. Of that, but I have pictures of that.
Okay.
I,
cool.
I actually posted a picture in one of the Sideshow Facebook groups. And
will there also be one on the show notes?
Positive response from like. Fucking big, nice. Huge names in Sideshow. They're like, that looks really nice, dude.
Oh, it's
like,
right, awesome.
So yeah,
that would be so fucking cool. Now I haven't even seen it.
No, it was, yeah. And whoever took, I can't remember.
This
the
name is
like
of the sword fireball.
Yeah, I can't remember who took this picture, but it's a great shot too. And then the act that was on me was this acrobatic duo called Topsy Turvy, and they're full time traveling performers.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is actually a former middle school math teacher.
Nice.
Seems correct.
And she was super nice and just one of those people who is friends with everyone just like
mm-hmm.
by default.
Yeah.
You know, just always talking to people and super really nice. And the other one was, you know, more, you know, spending time in the shed, you know, just relaxing and waiting for the next show. But both of them
both of which are valid.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. No, I'm not saying one is better than the other.
No,
just,
of course.
Those were the personalities, but
I'm just saying for our listeners, like, it doesn't mean like the one person's good or bad.
No.
That's just, that's what life is.
Those are both legitimate. Yeah.
But I got along I got along with both of them fantastically. They were both an
nice.
Absolute delight. Mm. And their show was phenomenal.
Cool.
Topsy Turvy, they, like I said, they travel around to festivals all
tumbling
over the place.
Tumbling type stuff?
Acro balance.
Oh.
Yeah.
So a lot of some of the similar stuff that like
Bijou and Apple.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I was wondering if it was kind of similar to that, or if it was like slack rope or something, or like,
no, it's more like the Bijou and Apple stuff
on,
where you've got the person on as the bass person and the other person upside down above
which
them
is bonkers.
Which, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really cool.
But just, and their script was tight, and you know, their jokes were
good.
Just boom, boom,
that's
boom,
so
boom,
much
boom
of it.
You know, a joke every, you know, 20 seconds or whatever it is, and a big laugh every 2 minutes or
big one. Secret, listeners.
Yeah.
If you do a really hard physical performance, if you write really good material, you can do less hard physical things.
But they still
did
a lot of it. But they were still doing like joke after joke while one of them is upside down hanging
sure.
off of the other person.
But like, it's just, man, if you can crank out a ton of funny material, everything you're doing looks better.
No, they were,
and you can do a couple less things.
They were so good. If you ever get a chance to see them, do because
no, that's awesome.
Man, they killed it. And then yeah, like I
6 hours is not that long. If you go back next year, let me know because maybe
I hope to be going.
I would
back
take
next
a weekend
year.
And just go
yeah.
see.
I really
yeah.
do. It's
yeah, that
two weekends.
Fucking awesome.
And they I think this year or last year they started doing two weekends as opposed to one. So they are growing and getting bigger. And the people in charge are super nice. And I can't say really anything bad about it. It was a great.
Were there
festival.
Any of our regulars also doing that show?
No,
just you.
I didn't recognize
oh, wow.
anybody there.
Cool. I mean, that's neat. I mean, I'm sure you don't get a lot of time to walk around and see stuff, but...
I actually did.
Oh, did you?
I had quite a bit of... Well, because I wasn't doing all the other 27 things that we usually do in Minnesota. I wasn't doing special events. I wasn't doing feasts.
Sure.
Or, you know, so it was just like, between my shows, I had nothing else to do but walk around and see the things.
What
and
kind
talk
of
to people.
What kind of acts?
They had a fire act, they had a joust,
they had some jugglers.
Belly dance, some jugglers, some Shakespearean singers, and you know, kind of your standard fare.
Yeah. But just all different people that we don't know.
Yeah.
Cool.
I
think that's neat. It's just like watching someone else wearing someone's skin.
It really was. Well, most of the people we know were up at Lake Area Renaissance Festival. Mm.
Oh,
which
sure.
was in Lindstrom the same weekend.
Sure.
This is its first year or second year being
it's
a thing.
Early,
yeah, it's so yeah, most of the people that we know were up there. And so there were a couple people that I did know down there from the Janesville Renaissance Festival.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
So it was nice to be able to kind of go, oh, I know you, you know, but
sure.
But other than those like two people, it seriously, it was all new people. I met some fantastic people. I really, like I said, can't say anything bad about it. It was a great little festival.
He is literally contractually obligated not to say anything bad about it.
And, yeah, no, I beat my throat to shit. And so this is interesting, dear listeners. I messaged Matt about this because I knew he would appreciate it.
Salsa and I have great little exchanges.
No, it's the, yeah. I'm serious. This
every couple weeks we'll have a little quick exchange.
One of the things I learned doing Mousetrap on Tongue 4 shows a day,
yeah,
is when you snap the mousetrap on your tongue, the dry wood absorbs the moisture off the bottom of your tongue,
uh-huh,
and sticks to your tongue. So then you peel it off. And then you do it again later, and you
over
peel that off.
Did you build up a pad of tongue
by
on
the
it?
By the end of the second day, the bottom of my tongue was raw. It really hurt.
Ugh.
And so now I have to, like,
step two,
varnish my mouse traps,
lacquered mouse traps.
You know, somebody used that as an excuse to get out of a date with me, and I always thought it was just something, a polite way to say no, but
it's one of those weird things.
Or a euphemism.
This never comes up except amongst a very niche group.
No, just every time something absolutely absurd comes up, and Salsa and I have to have a conversation, like either spitball, because he's just like, I need a finale for my bed of nails, or like, the mouse traps hurt my tongue after I do a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And it's just like, circus shit.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you're going to post this, you're going to be like, I'm varnishing the surface of the mouse trap, and other people are going to go, ooh.
Is that a euphemism? Is he masturbating? What's going on?
Por que no los dos?
What I'm saying is, I'm busy Friday. Is what
right.
No, that sounds like a fucking blast.
It was really good.
That sounds dope.
We should take a break.
We should.
Woo! And we'll come back in a little bit. He's going to do the thing. You ready for this? Yeah, exactly!
What the fuck?
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I am Matt.
I'm James.
We are coming up with million-dollar ideas. TM, TM, TM. Yeah, but you won't hear them unless they happen to come to fruition.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't...
$1 million ideas that'll net me dollars.
Yeah.
Dollars and cents.
They'll earn you $1 million, but they cost $999,999 to make.
Yep.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Dr. Nick.
I spent a lot of time driving this weekend.
You fool.
Podcasts did a pretty good job, but you know what really got me there? Coffee.
I assumed it was coffee.
It was coffee.
Okay, yeah. Now I gotta ask, because like
you can ask.
It's been a while for me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We'll be gentle.
Since I've had a lot of coffee,
mm-hmm.
It's been tough. I gotta admit.
Mm-hmm.
So if a guy like me, a guy who's perhaps maybe even like, what if though someone like not just hasn't had coffee often, maybe he's never had coffee, and wants to get into the coffee game,
right?
And they want to get into the coffee game, knowing that they're getting into the game with the best coffee. Where should a guy like me go?
Straight to hell.
Starbucks, probably.
Oh, yeah. Jesus,
fuck, you guys are the worst.
Look,
or
you could go straight to TrueStoneCoffee.com. And Matt, you don't even get on the phone for this.
No.
You go online
to
TrueStoneCoffee.com.
Yeah. Oh.
I know, right?
It's like making an online appointment with awakeness.
And then, you can choose which kind of roast you're looking for. Do you want a light roast?
Then where do I go pick it up?
You don't.
What?
It's delivered from right to your door.
They send it to me?
To you. Well, not to you.
Oh.
Because you haven't ordered yet.
Oh.
Yeah. You know why you haven't ordered yet?
Why?
Because you haven't heard about the discount.
The discount? The
That's
discount.
Right. All you have to do is go to truestonecoffee.com and enter the promo code...
Apropos.
But it's pronounced...
Apropos.
Never gets old. And you can get 10% off of your order of coffee, which is then delivered right to your door with your name on it.
Ooh.
Not only is your name on it, but the date that it was roasted, so you know for a fact that this coffee is fresh.
Yes. Mm. Your coffee maker has a setting for perfection, and it begins with ordering coffee from TrueStone.
And for my purposes, traveling all the way down to the Nebraska Renaissance Festival and sleeping in a camper for the couple days, I recommend TrueStone's cold press coffee.
Because
then you can get the little 12-ounce bottles, throw it in your backpack, you know, put it in the center console of your car, or you know, throw it in the fridge of your camper.
It's even keto friendly. So with my diet, I've been. Drinking half of my shakes that I make.
You've been getting the shakes? You need to cut back a little bit, man.
And then mix...
Also, diet.
I've also been getting the shimmies and the mashed potatoes. That's the... But in keto, instead of mashed potatoes, you do mashed cauliflower.
Mm.
Yeah. I can also do the twist. So, no, I've been drinking half of it and then replacing that half with coffee... At like 1 in the morning, because I'm going to be up for another 9 hours.
Right.
And that's a good way to make sure that not only am I able to make that, but I'm not crossing the finish line sideways in a car with no wheels.
Mm. Also important.
Yes.
Yeah.
Although now I want to try it.
So what we're saying is have enough coffee to be better than James. Not
right.
So much coffee that you become salsa.
Yeah.
More coffee than I often consume.
Fair enough.
Yes.
And the best way to do that is to go to
TrueStoneCoffee.com
and use the promo code
Apropos.
Fuck you. We were so close. You threw it all away.
Hey, everybody.
You feeling pretty good about that?
Yep.
Hey, Dr. Nick.
Hey, we have an advertisement.
Yeah.
Another one.
Ooh.
I have been asked to give a advertisement, if you will. Ladies and gentlemen, the Arta Whirl is coming up.
Yeah.
Which Fearless Comedy Productions will be performing at.
Woo!
Yeah. Do you have the information on that?
It'll be this Saturday at 3 p.m. at the Masonic Lodge in Northeast. I can't remember the exact name of the lodge. On Lowry and Central.
Shoot, I knew it just a second ago,
yep.
But I forgot it.
Mm-hmm.
Arcana Lodge.
Arcana, thank you, yes. The one that longtime listener of this show and supporter of everything, and also Rennie, Charles Knudsen, is a member of.
Well, actually, not. He's a member of the Braden Lodge.
Oh.
But the Braden Lodge meets at the.
He's the one that scores
building.
Us the gig.
And that is
right.
Where I performed last Halloween, so.
Yeah.
That
dude's rad.
Yep. But also appearing at the Arta Whirl, Levine Leather.
Ooh.
Will be selling leather in Studio 150 of the Casket Arts building during Arta Whirl. Belts, mugs, keychains, wallets, billfolds, passport holders, pouches, sporrans, Friday from 5 to 10, Saturday from 12 to 8, Sunday from 12 to 5. Tons of additional jewelry, selling their wares, jewelry, screen printers, sculptures. Food trucks will be right outside the building as well, and it's only a 4-minute drive from the Fearless event.
Nice. Awesome.
So go watch some Fearless comedy, go to Levine Leather, say hi to Anna, and buy some leather stuff.
Yes, please.
Because their shit is awesome.
Truth.
All right. Now, we are getting to the new thing that Matt doesn't know about here. And that is, this is a part of the show where we like to inject a little positivity back into the world.
Oh.
In the form of shout-outs. Where we just basically say, hey, here's a person or a place or a thing or an idea that we feel like just needs a little bit of recognition. So, James, do you have something?
I do. Dogs.
All right.
They're good.
Cool.
I can't argue with that.
Oh, I live with two dogs, and they just, like, no matter how I'm feeling, and no matter how, like, mischievous they might be, they're wonderful, and I love them, and just spending a little bit of time with them makes me feel amazing. They're very good friends.
I do not disagree with anything you've said.
Dogs.
Is it... And this is part of the thing, because, like, I think it's dumb to be, like, a dog person or a cat person.
Yeah.
But I am a dog person. Because sure. I like a thing that acknowledges I exist, if I'm going to pay for it to live. So, like... But what... Is it partly that they're often kind of dumb that makes them so good?
Oh, These dogs, Dyson and Roomba, they're not dumb. They're little velociraptors. Yeah.
Ooh, wait,
they're like,
what?
They're like cuddly velociraptors.
Do you live in constant fear of your dogs?
No, but nothing can be kept from them for long. That's that's how that works. Yeah. Also, Dyson is 90% tail, but also somehow 90% mouth. So, functionally, it's the same. Hmm. Yeah, no, they're not dumb at all. In fact, Roomba, one of the reasons that I love Roomba so strongly is that she has this constantly slightly worried look, as if she knows something and is concerned. I love it. Yeah, I love that look, and I love these dogs. I also love cats. But cats acknowledge me. They, like, come and brush up against me and want... petting and sleep on my head. So, all
right,
yeah. Dogs, they're good.
I am going to give my shout out to the Topsy Turvy Show.
Oh,
the
good one.
The Acrobalance people I was telling you about.
Oh, awesome!
Because
yeah.
I'm not joking. Their show was absolutely amazing. I really, really, really enjoyed every minute of it. And just talking shop after shows. You know, just like because they've been doing this all over and I do stupid shit that they were curious about. And so we just, you know, just chatting backstage and talking about the crowds and things like that. They were genuinely awesome people who know their craft and are just circus through and through.
Nice.
Check them out at Facebook at Topsy Turvy Show. Their schedule for the rest of the summer is this coming weekend, May 19th and 20th, at their Ren Fair After Dark in Des Moines, May 26th through June 3rd at the Oklahoma Renaissance Festival, mm-hmm. and September 8th through October 21st at the Maryland Renaissance Festival. If you are at any of those fairs, go see Topsy Turvy.
Brilliant.
Like their Facebook page, because they're pretty great.
Love it.
Matt, do you have anything?
I did. I had enough time to try to use my phone while you guys were talking.
That's why we did that.
Yeah, I'm going to give my shout-out to a listener, Amanda uh-huh. Rose Spector, a longtime listener of both this show and Horror Show Hot Dog, who has taken it upon herself to try to create the first, in at least a while, horror-themed party room at Convergence this
awesome.
Year. So she has a GoFundMe set up called US Outpost 31, and you can find that. It's just begun, and the idea would be to have a room set up to have something like perhaps a live recording of Horror Show Hot Dog. They'll have some horror movies playing, depending on who she can get in contact with and whatnot. Things may vary. She's still in the very early stages of planning, but... she had messaged me and we had talked a little bit and she was like, you know, there are a lot of horror fans that are at Con, but Con doesn't currently have much that is specifically catered to horror fans.
Right.
Not on to the, you know, detriment of Con. It's panels are what panels are.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. No.
But she's like, well, what if we created a space? And then we saw how many people were interested and then we could know if we did more stuff. And at least we'd have a place to hang out because as she pointed out, it's awkward sometimes to be like, oh, hey, what's up? What do you like? Well, I like The Thing and, you know, blah, 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 and it's all this gory shit. And you're like, I like Naruto.
Yeah. I had a conversation with my doctor like that.
Yeah.
Where he was like, oh, what do you write? And I was like, children's stories. And he's like, cool. And I was like, and horror. And he goes,
yeah.
Oh,
like, it's, it would, but the idea of creating a space where you can go, oh, cool. Like, if nothing else, you're going to pop in here, have a drink. Mm-hmm. Hang out and like do some fun stuff.
Well,
and know
horror
that
is a
be...
nerddom that is underserved.
It is a yeah. Right now. That's the thing. I think people forget that it is nerdy.
Yeah,
you know, like that is one of the original nerd things as far as like, yeah, like comic books and horror were both not things people thought were cool in the 50s. Like, you know, so it kind of comes up to that.
A fan of the thing next to a fan of Star Wars any day. And
yeah. And so as she points out, I'll read some of the description from her GoFundMe. Horror as a genre is just as much a part of geek culture as anything else, but because the content can freak people out and it makes it hard to talk about it with strangers. The room will have a creepy atmosphere, but it's intended to be a place where fans can talk about the genre. There'll be a bar for those 21 and up, as well as a professional tarot reader. Ooh. So they're going to make it kind of a spoopy little atmosphere. They're going to do some interesting things. So she and I have talked a little bit. I'm going to see what I can do to kind of help out from my end. And she's doing her best from her end. They're only looking for a very modest, I believe, $1,000.
$1,000, yeah. I will also be posting this in the show notes, by the way. So.
Yeah, we'll be posting on Horseshoe Hot Dog this week as well. But
if
like
all 500 of our listeners gave $2.
Oh, $2. I can't do math.
But well, if all 500 of our listeners gave $1, and then all of their listeners gave $1, see,
we'd probably then they'd have 700. Yeah,
they'd have $507. So, but no, but quite honestly, Amanda has been a long time, probably from very early, if not the beginning of AON. She's fucking great.
Awesome.
We've had many great conversations out at festival. She's been a longtime supporter of Horror Show Hot Dogs, so I would love to see this happen.
Yeah.
If this can happen, you know, if you've got, I don't, you know, and maybe you come to conversions, maybe you don't, maybe you live far away, and but maybe $5 isn't that big a deal right now for you. And if it's not, throw $5 towards this room to give other people some happiness, because that is the point of a party room. It's not about you doing a thing, it's about other people having a good time that you work very hard to create for them. And so she's saying, I want to make horror fans have a better time at this convention. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I don't have the time or energy to do it, but I'm very happy to like peep in here and there if I can to help. So I am certainly happy to help plug this, because I think it's very, very cool.
I sure as fuck will check it out if it's there.
I will absolutely be there if this comes together. I will be donating. I know Megan's already donated. Horseshoe Hot Dog will be donating. So yeah.
Awesome.
Take a moment, you know, if you've got the scratch, you know, throw a little money their way and help this happen. The Skrilla. Cool, cool. If you must. The Skrilla from Manila. I got nothing. Anyway, GoFundMe. U.S. Outpost 31.
We can put a link to that in our show notes as well.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Hey, Dr. Nick.
How about a Fast Five?
Fast Five!
Today's Fast Five...
broke my goddamn neck trying to remember that bit.
She's like, okay. Muscle memory just took over it.
Muscle something.
I think he has Alzheimer's.
Oil can! Today's Fast Five comes to us from Eric Thompson.
Oh, where's the French?
For those that do not know how this works, Fast Five is you. That's right, you, the dear listener, sends us two emails. And then we open up the first one and we find out we only have five choices, and we have to make those choices without any knowledge of what those mean whatsoever. And that's only then can we open up the second one and find out what the hell it all means and find out if we like our answers or if we are sorely, sorely disappointed.
Often filled with regret.
Yes.
Well, I mean, that's our normal...
It's life.
I mean, regret is my nougaty center, but...
Ground kitten?
Now?
What do you think nougat is?
I thought it was delicious pony murder.
Yeah.
Never mind.
You know, have you ever gotten like to Jell-O. Eat that donkey meat, Matt?
Dude, I'm trying so hard.
Gotta go to Florida.
Yeah.
It's apparently only legal in Florida.
Is it really?
That's what I... in my research from last time we had this conversation was that Florida was really the only place you can get it.
Or Tijuana, you can get dinner and a show.
If this is true, Megan's mom lives in Florida. Shit will get real.
Might have to...
Shit will get real.
And again, this was a cursory, like, five-minute
Google
search.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
we'll do a little...
That the laws
we'll do a little look. Okay, yeah, because this could be... I'll take one of them Blue Apron boxes and kick it down there so fast. Anyway, could you scotch me?
Oh, yeah.
Pick me something.
No.
This one. Sus is like, don't waste it on this plebe.
Oh, yeah? This one.
Yeah, no, that one. Do that one.
Okay.
Anyway, Fast Five.
Today's Fast Five comes to us from Eric Thompson. You said that. I know. I'm just reminding the listeners because we got off track. He prefaces this with, totally.
I hope Matt's not on the show.
Totally normal food questions.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Good God. Thing we talked about donkey.
Totally normal.
Uh-huh.
Question number one. Sour gummy worms or circus peanuts?
Circus peanuts.
Both of those are delightful.
Now, I assume he's talking about the foam packing circus peanut
the
candies.
Orange ones.
The
ones that I...
You can only buy those
like
fucking
banana.
Menards. They do.
They do.
I didn't realize
like
it
banana,
before.
Yeah.
They do.
But they totally
fucking
because
they
do.
Taste like actual original banana flavor, which everybody hates now because they think it's artificial banana flavor. You can't
see
my
airports.
Well,
it is artificial original banana flavor.
Right. But like everybody's just like, oh, that's the fake banana. It's like, no, it's just what real bananas used to taste like.
Before everything was terrible in the world.
I'm going to have to buck
the trend. Genetic diversity matters.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to buck the trend and go sour gummy worms on this.
I haven't even picked the thing.
Yeah.
You, I thought you said went circus peanuts. You were you
no,
were,
I said both are delightful. And then we high-fived.
Yeah. Oh no, you were all about what he said, so I thought you had said.
Yeah. Okay, so it's sour gummy worms or
circus peanuts. He can still be all about what I had to say, but have a different opinion.
Shut up, noob.
Also, you have to pick one. It's been we've very clearly established you can't do a both.
Correct.
I'm trying to think of the context here.
I don't.
That's why I think I'm going sour.
You know what? I'm gonna.
What if this is like a dick or balls thing?
Oh, well,
because it's nuts or worms.
I say balls a lot, so I'm going to say circus peanuts.
Oh,
yeah. All right. I have a different idea of what I think it means.
Yeah,
I have an idea of what he might be going for.
I don't
so
trust
I'm gonna,
the context.
I'm going circus peanuts. I don't know it, but I have an idea of what it might be. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, I noticed.
I'm trying to game the system here.
I noticed that he was insistent that I pour this one for you, and then he poured for himself out of the same fucking bottle that I reached for.
Oh yeah, the good one.
No, did you notice that I have been like my last two glasses with that bottle?
No, I know. All right.
Okay.
Fuck you, Glenn.
Shut up, noob.
Hey, I got a. I have an embroidered polo. I drive a Volvo.
I was talking to him. I was talking to James.
Yeah, all right.
No, I know. Ain't nobody talking down to me in my fucking polo.
No, you're the guest. He's the whipping boy. See.
I wear the polo of authority. Oh, by the way, Christo, if you still listen, which I doubt, thank you for the polo of authority.
Absolutely, yes. Thank you.
This is my like D&D plus two.
It's beautiful.
I will, even if he doesn't listen, I will message him and make sure
you
he
should,
knows it.
Yeah, we should take a picture and let him know.
Question number two. Lifesavers or Jolly Ranchers? Just purely going by the Jolly Rancher vodka, I'm going Lifesavers.
I was going to say Lifesavers because
like, that's such a distortion of what a Jolly Rancher is.
I heard a fucking terrible story about Jolly Ranchers, so
because
I'm
our criteria for these five Fast
don't
Fives
Google this
are
at work.
So much better.
Well, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to flat out say don't Google that at work.
I'm going to say Jolly Ranchers.
All
right. Because I'm trying to embrace the positive based on our last segment.
Sure.
And I like Jolly Ranchers. I haven't had Lifesavers in a while, but I like Jolly Ranchers. Okay. So I'm going to say, yeah. All porks. So, that's a thing.
All right.
Wait, do you guys not
no,
do
yeah,
that?
No,
do you guys not? Okay, like, that's a thing that happens now in my life.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm sorry.
When we'll be driving to work in the morning. And, like, a bus will pull out and make him be like, I just go, wah! I just, like, stop porging out. So, yeah, porging out is now the wah!
Porging out was always something very different
you're thinking
in my
lexicon. Out.
So, Matt is still trying to balance his medication.
My God. No idea. Woof.
I believe it. Question number three. Burrito or hot dog? I'm sorry, but burrito.
Oh, Matt had to take a seat.
No, burrito.
Shit.
Burrito is a superior to a hot dog in all ways, shapes, and forms. Like, even if you just have a hot dog, you wrap it in a burrito.
I'm more likely to trust a gas station hot dog than I am to trust a gas station burrito. And depending on what the context is, if this turns out to be a sexual thing, it's going to be insanely funny that I've said this.
Not like a gas station hot dog.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'll go with that.
Like, if we're going with a brat, then I gotta say that's a toss-up. But a hot dog? No, it's gonna be a burrito.
Hmm.
I don't care. Burrito.
We were just talking about lingua.
Matt seems confused.
This is a tough question for him.
This is really like this.
This is an existential threat. Like, nothing in his life has prepared him for this.
There's the oft referred to hard shell, soft shell accord that Bill mm-hmm. Young and I had to reach.
Yes.
To get the double decker taco accord. Correct. The burrito hot dog question might be as deep of a question philosophically, because Agreed. They are both the perfect form of mm-hmm. their food.
Yes.
The pinnacle but the burrito of their is evolution. A perfecter form.
However, no, the, but that's it's apples and oranges. And the other question is, we don't know. Are
you
we asking which is
You compare apples
better?
And oranges. They're both fucking fruit. All right?
You cannot.
You are able, absolutely able to. It's easier to juggle an
okay.
orange.
You're absolutely able to. Salsa can see oranges.
And hot dog.
You can't.
I love that solved the equation.
You can juggle oranges
no,
easier
good.
Than
hot
apples.
Dog. Hot
then,
dog.
Yeah.
We're good. Hot dog.
What were you going with?
I'm going hot dog.
All right.
Yeah. Hot dog.
Question number
hot
four.
Dog.
Hot dog.
One of the most memorable things that I ever said out of the booth was hot dog.
That's your
what
most
she said,
yes.
memorable
oh, yeah.
thing. Okay.
Correct. Some
so
listeners
James
will know.
James is a forgettable person.
Question
I number
most people
four.
Wish I was
We're
more
moving on now. Sorry. James is going with the hot dog. Question number four. Blue raspberry icy or s'mores malt, which I am not familiar with at all.
Ooh. Sounds pretty dope.
Like, chocolate is good, but how do you get the marshmallow into a malt without
I think
making
it's marshmallow flavor.
I'm going to say it's going to be the fluff.
Yeah.
But Whoa. Even then, it's fluffy, and how do you get...
Well, you could get marshmallow whip and put that on top instead of whipped cream.
That is also a thing. There was a place when I used to skip school in...
Aren't you technically still skipping school?
Technically.
That'll still clog up a straw.
Not necessarily.
Have you had a malt before?
Yes.
That's kind of the point.
I have also had marshmallow fluff before.
Okay.
No. I'm thinking of... There was a place when I used to skip school when I was supposed to go to college. We found a place that did s'mores lattes, which theoretically were more accurately like mochas with a bunch of graham cracker shit and like the marshmallow whip or whatever, you know, like out of the jar, like on top.
You make it sound so appetizing.
Basically, if you took that recipe, but, you know, lop out the milk and put in ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
That would basically do it, and that would probably be pretty dope, because those are really fucking good. Mm. It would be very thick, yes, but it would also melt. Just
Does
like
it?
A regular,
okay.
I would imagine.
Right now, one of my shakes is cookies and
it
cream
would lose
flavored.
Cohesion.
But that was genuinely a question.
No,
I didn't know how the marshmallow fluff would
I would
go.
Assume at first, yes, it's very whatever, but like especially when you blend it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Assuming all of it gets blended, not just put on top, then it's gonna
but
be fine.
But is that pretty smooth?
I gotta tell you,
that
one
chunky,
sounds
though.
Fucking... No, it's gonna have some chunks. Mm-hmm. But then again, like we do Oreo malts at work.
Absolutely, but I'm just trying to picture
what
this is.
It was the s'mores...
Blue raspberry icy or s'mores malt.
I don't like ices that much, so I'm gonna say s'mores malt.
The same thing fucking happens with them all the time. You drink all of the juice out of them, and then you just have a cup full of ice.
It's like a fucking snow cone. You stand there for 5 minutes, all the shit goes to the bottom, you drink it, and huck the rest. Like, there's no point of a snow cone.
No, I've never seen the s'mores malt, and I'm dubious about it.
I would love to try one.
But it's...
I'm fucking lactose intolerant.
Better than a blue raspberry icy.
I'll take a lactaid for that.
No, s'mores all around, I think.
Yep.
Question number five. Jello or tapioca pudding?
I love
me some tapioca.
I also do.
I don't know
I seriously
that I
love tapioca.
Had it.
It's almost kind of like just a vanilla pudding, but with little eyes in it.
See, I don't like the eye part.
I do.
I honestly, knowing you, I think the texture might weird you out.
Right.
The texture is very weird.
And so...
it's not as bad as rice pudding.
I also don't like Jell-O, though.
Which
no, that's
I also
true.
Love.
As well?
I love Jell-O.
Rice pudding.
I've had rice pudding.
Okay, it's like rice pudding with less rice.
Okay.
It's also unimpressive, then.
I think you mean fewer rice?
It depends on if you're counting each individual.
Or if you're Seth Goodlickson.
Inside jokes that get you inside work.
When?
I do not like... With all my dental stuff, Megan bought, like, a bunch of soft food, and she, like, brought over Jell-O. She's like, I got Jell-O. And I was like, oh, that's awesome. Thank you. And she's like, do you like Jell-O? I'm like, no. No one likes Jell-O.
I do.
Jell-O's nothing, though.
No, yeah. Jell-O is kind of a lot of nothing.
Fine with it. Marshmallows are 99% air, and the rest of it is pony
marshmallows
murder.
Marshmallows have flavor.
Yes.
Jell-O does not.
Yes,
Jell-O tastes like the ghost of a fruit.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It tastes... The fart of a ghost of a fruit.
If you bottled a fart and
ectoplasm of a fart
in front of
a
lime, it's lime Jell-O now. That's
okay, well, when Lynn Shay shows up with a Ouija board in my house, it makes my Jell-O taste good.
Also, I counter with...
that Jell-O.
I counter
with... In the meantime, I choose... tapioca, and I'll suck the sweet, bitter root of that little eyeball.
I once
right down.
Also, you will never find a little old lady bring carrot tapioca pudding to a church social.
And I'll point out, if Lynn Shay is unavailable, I will resurrect Zelda Rubinstein and make her do it. Because I'm going deep pulls.
Oh,
I started talking
by entering your name as Zelda in the opening screen, right? No. A test of my skill in eating with chopsticks was to pick up cubes of Jell-O with chopsticks and eat them. And someone was like, that's not enough. And I was like, is this enough? And I picked up a fork with the chopsticks. I stabbed it into Jell-O and fed someone else with the Jell-O on the fork using chopsticks only. I'm going Jell-O.
I can't do that
with tapioca.
So today at work,
you don't need to. With tapioca, you can just slap it right on your dick.
Yeah. Damn it! Because I can't follow my story after that.
My goal is to sabotage this podcast.
No, it doesn't. It involved what we were talking about previously, but new punchline happened, so my story is now just a ghost of the past.
Like Jell-O.
Yes.
Shape of Water. I'm going with Jell-O.
I have no idea what that means.
The Shape of Water, the movie?
No, I know it's a movie.
Fuck
but
me, it's good.
It's an amazing
film. I finally saw it because a longtime listener, Mud Steffen, gave me a download code for it.
Rad.
I watch a lot of movies because Mud just sends me codes for them.
Oh, Mud. And, love Mud.
He's the best fucking dude of all time.
Isn't he?
And so, he's like...
And Mud Puddle is so good.
He sent me that and something else and was like, you're going to like one of these. And I was like, I know which. So, and God damn, dude.
Yeah.
The movie, just...
Yeah, like, mixes up your inside bits.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
Like, oh. Right. Like,
it's like a fish dick directly to the heart.
Yeah, so good.
Opening up our second email? Because we're still on that.
Yes.
I know, right?
I forgot.
Yes. Now we find out who is right and who is dead.
Yay.
Yes!
Yay, cliche.
He fucking can't stand that shit, and it feels so good.
He used to be that guy.
I know, and then I got
he moved into the number one chair
yeah.
and got all sassy.
I didn't have to pretend anymore. I didn't have to fake those orgasms, Matt.
Trust me.
Now he just doesn't have them at all.
No one appreciated the fakery. We weren't here for you. I was here for me.
I know.
I got what I needed.
Oh, we all knew that, Matt. Eric says, okay, so maybe I was exaggerating when I said totally normal. Big shocker. Normal would also be an exaggeration. Things are about to get weird.
Oh.
Have fun. Question number... What the fuck?
All right.
Question number one. Sour gummy worms or circus peanuts? Which would you prefer to be buried under a giant pile of?
Fuck yeah, I chose
circus peanuts.
Circus peanuts, yeah.
I think circus peanuts.
Hell yeah, son. Yeah. Those gummy
worms
are going to get here.
That's a ball pit, son.
boom, boom, but don't. Comedy value alone. You're dead.
I'll Scrooge McDuck
it. You're dead.
I will not be dead. I will Scrooge McDuck it.
Well, he doesn't say dead, actually.
Exactly. No, he says buried
under a pile.
I can crawl my way
but
out.
Either
and
way,
then jump
whether
right
you're
the fuck back
whether
back
you're dead or alive, being buried under circus peanuts would be way,
way more
funnier.
Because it's way less granular.
Yeah.
Nothing's scratching you up. Nothing's going to up your butt crack.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Circus peanut. Oh,
just, yeah, I have a feeling that if you try to eat your way out, nothing is going to hurt your butt crack for a while either. You're going to be a water slide.
All right, question number two. Yeah.
Fuck.
Lifesavers or Jolly Ranchers?
Okay.
An assailant is running towards you.
Okay.
You have a slingshot and one of these for ammo.
Oh,
which do you choose?
I like my
switching
Ranchers.
To Jolly Ranchers. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think I have to.
Smaller, denser.
Much
plus
denser.
Plus the aerodynamics of it.
Yeah, it's still not great because it's not fully circular or square.
Like it might tumble.
But better than an open
I think a Jolly Rancher will do more damage.
I mean...
Because if we're going to go perfect world, right?
Sure, yeah. In a perfectly spherical cow.
No. In a perfect world,
in a
you're
vacuum.
Going like,
oh, in a flat
and
world.
And it's
going
to go like, whoa! And it's going to go right down their throat and they're going to start choking.
Oh.
Do you want the potential of a hole that allows them to breathe? Or a solid object that completely cuts off airflow? I want the jelly.
No. I thought you said a perfect world.
Oh, in a perfect world.
In a perfect world, that Jolly Rancher... in a perfect world, that lifesaver is going to form a ring around their dick, and that'll be the end of it.
Whoa.
I know, right?
Because it's everything they've ever wanted? I don't... No.
Is Beyonce singing this one?
I'm thinking that like a Jolly Rancher will impact hard. It will have stopping power.
No, it'll hurt.
That'll be like the
that's a rock. That'll hit.
Yeah, like a lifesaver will be shrapnel. It's gonna break.
I don't think it will. I thought about that briefly. I thought it would shatter, and then I thought about it some more, and I went, I don't think it will break.
I mean, I think it would shatter once it hits, but at that point, it doesn't matter. It's too late. It's
right.
Not going to shatter when you shoot it. No.
What if like a golf ball, shatter. What if the holes give it more loft?
I honestly don't think so.
But greater range means less speed, and therefore less impact.
I think if you shot...
You know,
I think
if
shot
you're slowing down the airspeed, you're also slowing down the impact.
I think so if you shot it at a hard... You know,
you're losing Newtons, man.
That's true.
I think if you shot it at a wall or
fig
something,
Newtons.
It would absolutely
That's
shatter.
What we need.
But I think
gotta fig them Newtons, dude.
I think if it hits flesh, it will not shatter. I posit that if it hits flesh, it won't shatter.
Well, we know what we're doing Saturday.
I know.
Yep.
I'll be at the Janesville Renaissance Festival doing three shows a day at 11, 1, and 3:30.
Dude, if we were 19, we would have a YouTube channel that would be doing this whole shit. Right. We would be assholes.
Question number three, burrito
Rich
or
assholes.
Hot dogs?
Yeah. Sorry, hot dog.
Yeah, I'm going with Jolly Rancher.
Oh, James!
Yes.
You're going to be so happy about this one.
Oh, am I?
Burrito or hot dog? You are about to poison your worst enemy. You are picking up one of these items from a gas station to be the vessel. Which do you choose and why?
Burrito.
I think hot dog.
Because
might
a burrito
still be
is a riddle wrapped in an enigma in a tortilla.
I have to switch to a hot dog.
I think
on this
a hot
one.
Dog.
Really?
Yes.
Because I feel like. Okay, look. Uh-huh. Most people. Okay, one. Whoa, there's lots of One, most people are dicks about gas station food, and they should not be. Most gas station food is amazing.
Yes.
Yeah. If you've ever had a job on
the
road...
This is not the 70s anymore.
Yeah.
Gas station food is safe.
If you've ever had a job on the road, it's one, safe and often delicious.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
There's really great shit. Now, the difference between the hot dog and the burrito in the gas station, at least in my experience, hot dogs are brought out each morning, put on the rollers and all that shit.
Yeah.
And there's often many varieties. There's a bun and a warmer you can put your toppings on. Mm-hmm. Burritos are pulled out of the cooler. They're in a bag. You microwave it.
Warm it up.
Which of those two is more appealing to eat?
Yeah, no, I think
you go the hot dog.
Also, poisons. I think the flavor of the hot dog, I think will...
You fucking make a Chicago dog for that guy. He can't tell what's happening.
You got onion in there. You got hot pepper
the nacho
in there,
cheese
you got,
and chili from the nacho station.
Chili Chicago dog?
Yeah,
that's madness.
The thing
you
is,
put ketchup on here?
Yeah. When you're eating that burrito when you're eating that gas station burrito, you're tasting it. When you're eating a gas station hot dog, you're inhaling
because
it.
You know a gas station burrito should taste like nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas that,
so if that's,
I will agree with
any off flavor.
You're halfway through.
Which is not to say that I don't still eat gas station burritos. Let's be very clear.
And I absolutely do.
I'm not above it.
But that gas station hot dog, you are halfway through it before you taste the first bite. Because
all you're tasting is the condiments.
Yeah.
So, I've had many more gas station hot dogs in the last 10 years of my life than I have gas station burritos.
That used to be when I would get home from a Ville show. Because you've always got that post-show hunger. That
after the jitters smooth out.
Every performer,
the adrenaline wears off and you're starving and tired.
Every performer knows what I'm talking about. You get the post-show hunger, and Ville shows start at 10. So this is midnight by the time you get home.
Yep.
Most places are closed. So you stop at the gas station, you get a hot dog. I have had so many post-show hot dogs, it's not even funny.
Yep.
And most of them I have been eating my last bite when I tasted the first.
Yep.
Because it's
just wolf it. No, I think that's the move. I think from the time I first started working for Fitz doing fireworks.
Yeah.
When I really learned which gas stations to go to because they have the better gas station food.
Yeah.
And the best places to stop for public bathrooms, which is not gas stations, it's Barnes & Noble. If you're on a road trip and you need to go to the bathroom, you go to a Barnes & Noble or a Target because they are constantly cleaning those fuckers. Gas stations are used to people stopping in, so they don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Go to a bookstore.
Yep.
They're rarely used and very well cleaned. So he's just like, that's brilliant. I'm like, I know. I just spoiled it, but that's the move.
And if you want food, go to the place with all the trucks in front of it.
Yeah, dude.
I would say...
If you find a taco truck next to a bookstore, you are covered.
Gold.
It feels weird to say that Salsa's right about something, but the idea of them taking that... Like, they may not finish a burrito, but you will just... Like, you unhinge your jaw for a hot dog.
Yeah, for sure.
And
hot dog, you'll be just like, woof, woof, and you'll wolf it down.
Yeah.
The burrito, you always get that big-ass da-bomb burrito that's like 8.5 pounds.
Uh-huh.
And you're getting that because you are so drunk that you're that hungry.
Yeah.
And you're going to get home, not taste it, and just kind of
you just want something
down,
without corners,
you know, like
that you can
those,
throw up.
But you're
going to very sloppily do
it. Yeah, you're just going to be like, bleh, bleh, bleh. But it's not because it's good. You're just going to kind of do it, and then at some point you're going to go, ugh.
Yeah.
But you'll get all the hot dogs. So if the important part is the full dose, hot dog.
Yeah.
You get the cheese on there, the onion.
People will eat half of one of those burritos, but they'll eat 2 to 3 hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Yeah.
Question number 4. Blue raspberry icy or s'mores malt. What would be the worst to have a bucket of dumped on you?
Oh, that might change things real quick.
I think, no, it doesn't. I think it would still be the s'mores malt.
Wait, which is worse?
Which is worse.
Oh, worse. Oh, yeah, no, that's right. Because
the blue raspberry is going to have the sugar, but it's mostly like water.
Yeah, no, I would rather have the ice. Yeah.
Yeah. Whereas the s'mores malt, you're going to have the ice cream, you're going to have the chocolate.
I've had weird things dumped on me.
You're going to have the marshmallow.
Yeah, one of those is going to dye my clothing blue.
I don't care about that.
But
whatever.
The other thing is, one of them is going to make me smell like milk.
The question is, which is going to be harder to wash out of your hair, and it's going to be marshmallow fluff.
Yeah. Or which one is just going to honestly chocolate. Make you more nauseous while you wash yourself
no,
off?
No, that's like, that's true.
It has
blue
been,
icy, like, so
it
what?
Has been such a long time, Matt. Nauseated.
Oh, dude, yes. I literally just corrected Megan on that. Like, God damn it. Oh, I am such a cunt.
Oh, I've missed you. I'm stuck with James over here.
Never
James
make that
and I,
mistake.
James and I had the best road trip ever if you can have one to a funeral.
Yeah.
We discussed a lot of the ins and outs of language. So. Mm-hmm. Oh, woof. Yowza.
Yeah.
Question number 5. Jell-O or tapioca pudding?
Uh-huh.
If you filled a swimming pool full of these, which would be weirder to swim in?
I'm going to say tapioca.
I'm going to say, one, Jell-O's going to melt pretty quickly. Two.
But let's assume it.
No, we're assuming it'll stay Jell-O.
If the entire pool is gelatin.
I think that sounds fun as fuck.
That will kill you if you dive.
Well, why would I?
I don't know, but if you...
Well, there you go. Huh.
But no, like,
I
diving...
in water, why would I dive
that
in
would be pretty
goes,
weird,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it just goes... Yeah.
It just...
Dead.
Well, yeah.
No, you're look, just laying I've on the surface,
dude.
Dead.
I've seen a grape in a bunt of jello. I know how this works. Uh-huh. I'm not gonna be. Don't be the grape, son. Be the bunt pan. Look, that's how you get ahead in life, Rock.
But I think this is philosophy. We can all get behind.
Yeah.
It.
No. I yeah. think
don't
no,
be the grape. Be I the bunt.
Paddling. paddling right. about on top of some jello sounds really fun. Smushing about in some tapioca sounds pretty gross. I think I would just want that off of me.
I think
tapioca sounds really slippery.
I mean,
like you're gonna
I honestly
fall
don't
when you get into
think
it.
That the tapioca beads themselves will be much of an issue. I think
no,
really the issue is
the puddingness.
The puddingness okay. or the jello-ness.
For me, okay.
Really, which of those is going to be weirder to
I've picked,
swim
and
in?
It has to do with goggles. If I'm wearing goggles, I can see through the jello.
So you'll find Dagon before he gets you.
Right. If
so
I,
does that
I,
make it weirder?
Or better?
Oh, that makes it better.
So tapioca
they're
makes
both
it weirder.
Really, well, I guess the tapioca is more mysterious to swim through.
Tapioca is the most mysterious of puddings. You heard it here first.
All right, tapioca. It's fucking...
I'm so happy.
All right.
That's pretty good.
That's awesome.
I feel that because Jell-O is further from a liquid, that it will be the weirder one to
but
swim
But as you
through.
Swim in it, it's as I mean, you
it
swim in it, it
more
becomes more
flubly.
Liquid.
It becomes a ball pit.
As you oh,
well, because
yeah,
you're,
but
like, you're spreading it.
But is it, like, is it the... Oh, god damn, that's...
Because
yeah.
I feel like
no, you're
going to
leave a trail
around,
of broken
it's
jello
just be
behind
like,
you.
No, you're right. You're right. I
although that honestly might seal your fate.
Moosey
fate. No, I think I have to switch to tapioca then. Yeah.
We all learned something today.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Trying to swim around a jello is going to be like hopping into a pitcher plant.
Not my show anymore.
Well, I think what we learned today is if you would like to send in a Fast Five, then please send in two emails to salsa at aonpodcast.com. Send in the first email with nothing but the five questions, and the second email, repeat your questions and include the context so we know what the fuck we're talking about.
Totally normal.
Please make sure that if you are sending in those two emails that you word the subject line similarly so we know that they are a pair. But if you are sending in more than one Fast Five, make sure that you give them different subject lines so they don't thread, because that's annoying.
Also, seriously, Eric, what the fuck?
Also, seriously, Eric, what the fuck? James.
Yes.
Got any shows coming up?
I do. Vilification Tennis at the end of this month. I also have... and it's Vilification Tennis Sings Disney, and we've written a bunch of incredibly filthy shit.
Yay!
So, prep your childhood for death. And then the other thing is, I'm in another show where I will be doing a very similar thing, competitive erotic fan fiction, which is Kyle Decker's show that's going to be coming up, I believe, the same weekend, potentially?
He said inquisitively?
Yeah. Yes, with a question mark audibly placed at the end. Yeah, no, look for those events. I'll be sharing them out, and we'll put links on the thing.
Nice.
Cool. And then, of course, Human Combat Chess.
Matt, got anything coming up?
I will be performing in Double Blind on Thursday. I don't know when this goes up.
Tonight.
I will be performing on Thursday, which is a couple nights from now, with a bunch of people doing the make-em-ups at Honey in Northeast at 7:30. $5 at the door. It's always a great time. There's an open bar and food. You can also find me the second Tuesday of every month at Honey, hosting Fearless Lab, which is Fearless Comedy's monthly show where we allow people to get up on stage and try doing things. I host that show. You can book that show through me. The only requirement of said show is that whatever you're doing is an attempt to be funny. It can be stand-up, improv, music, sketch, whatever it might be. As long as you're doing something that you're attempting to be funny with, you can do it. If you would like to perform at Fearless Lab, you can send a message to Fearless Lab on Facebook or to me directly. I have a very public email, matt.alex@gmail.com. Just put Fearless Lab in the subject line so I see it. And if you send me an email, I will reply to you, and you will get time at the next show that meets both our schedules. That's all it takes. And you honestly, generally, I offer about 5 to 10 minutes to people, depending on what they have or what they're looking to do, which compared to a lot of open mics is 3 to 8 minutes more than they offer. Yeah. So it's a chance to really kind of stretch and try some stuff out. So not there's anything wrong with like the open mics. They give you like 2 minutes, 3 minutes. That's great. Mm-hmm. But you can really let your set breathe and try some different things. So don't be afraid to try some weird shit. If you want to come in with 2 minutes, that's fine. We will take it. But yeah, Fearless Lab at Honey. Again, message Fearless Lab or me, matt.alex, A-L-L-E-X, @gmail.com. If you'd like to do that, I will also pimp Horror Show Hot Dog, the podcast I do now, which is the weekly podcast wherein myself, Josh Knight, and Charlie Butterman watch and review 3 horror movies and 1 horror short each week. For your and sometimes our amusement, we also produce a segment at the Twin Cities Horror Festival of a short film festival that may or may not be recurring this year. It is, and I also work at the Twin Cities Horror Festival, so I can kind of cheat and say that, although I shouldn't. But and as I mentioned
hot
earlier,
scoops.
We have Amanda's Party Room that I think is dope.
Yep.
And if you are also interested in the Twin Cities Horror Festival, which will of course happen around Halloween, you can check out the Twin Cities Horror Festival. Just Google it, tchorrorfestival.com, whatever. And you can find the website and you'll hear some information. What we have coming up in about a month is the Seven Deadly Sins Soiree, which is our fundraiser. The way the Twin Cities Horror Festival is set up is to actually, we try to cover our costs by doing this one fundraising event. And then once we do the actual show, whether or not we cover our costs or not, 100% of our ticket sales go to the artists. We were able to start doing that last year. We're going to continue doing it this year.
Which is amazing.
It was very close to that previously, which is already, if you've ever done a festival, more than most people do. I'm relatively new to the group, so I can't take credit for this, but they're all great people, which is why I'm glad to be working with them. But that will be in July. Just go to the Twin Cities Horror Festival website, click the link, and you can come see that. We will have 7 different performers, each based around one of the 7 deadly sins. We'll announce our full lineup of who we're working with this year. We'll have booze and food, silent auction, merch, stuff like that. But if you are at all interested in horror and in the Twin Cities, it's a great chance to come out and see some fun stuff in the middle of summer to kind of whet your appetite for this October. And it also helps let us produce a show that lets a bunch of artists, both new and pedigreed, put on some amazing live horror theater, which is the thing you don't see too often.
Yeah.
So, I'd appreciate if you check it out. So check out the Twin Cities Horror Festival.
Cool. The other thing I want to mention about Fearless Lab is, and really all of these shows, he talked about if you wanted to perform at Lab, but also just go to Lab.
Yeah.
Because
watching it has been some of the most outstanding
it's
comedy
sincerely,
I've ever seen.
Like, it's people just trying out new stuff, but some of that stuff is phenomenal.
It's real good.
Like, a fucking Mary Jo Peel shows up and tries shit out there. Like, what? Fuck yes!
We have some folks now that, like, show up semi-regularly because, like, they take some time, they work on some shit, and they come back. So, like, you never know what you're going
to
get.
Which is an amazing thing
and
to
it's,
have.
Yeah, which I love. Like, that's the thing is, I think it is actually doing what it's supposed to. You know, it took a little time, but I think we're there where people kind of treat it as what it should be, which is like, all right, I think I nailed down some new ideas. Let's put it in front of an audience.
Yeah, and we'll try a weird thing.
And
we'll
sometimes
see if it works.
It's fucking weird. And then I talk to them afterwards and like, oof, all right. Or sometimes it fucking kills. And I'm like, perfect. Like that was the 4th try and now it worked. You know, like it's real fun. I should point out Fearless Lab is pay what you want. Mm-hmm. So, you know, show up, get a drink, whatever. If I'd love it if you gave us a little money at the door because we spend the time doing it. But honestly, I would rather have you show up and pay us nothing if you just want to show up rather than having not show up because you don't want to pay us. If you are low on cash, I get it. I'm usually there. Show up and just be a body in the crowd because these people want someone to bounce ideas off of. And so do I. You get to listen to me try to come up with something new every month, too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's fucking delightful. I love it.
Cool. You can find me this coming weekend, the 19th and 20th, at the Janesville Renaissance Festival in Janesville, Wisconsin. At that point, I am going to take a single weekend off before the first...
How dare you?
I know, right? before the first weekend of June, the 2nd and 3rd, I will likely be in Port Washington, Wisconsin, which is just north of Milwaukee. It's on the lake. There's a pirate festival there that I will...
I
have a yes that I have a spot, but I don't have a contract yet. So we'll see.
Stunfest,
yeah. So yeah, exactly. So I will likely be over by Milwaukee in a couple weeks, and then the weekend after that, on June 9th, that is just a one-day festival, I will be in Alma, Wisconsin for Fire in the Shire. So my festival schedule has filled up really fucking quickly.
Weird.
I know, right? It's awful. But then my June is, or I'm sorry, then my July is wide open, which means I can actually take some time to see my family.
Yeah,
which is lame. Bizarre. I know. I like mine, though.
Yeah.
Well, they made you.
Life choices.
anything else? Are we good? Are we good?
I don't know.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much to Matt for... I can't believe I just said that. Thank you to Matt for coming back.
Thank you, Jenna, for inviting me and also not being here, because that made it better.
Deal with that later.
I know, right?
Oh, we will. Just when get an you're angry not message. Here anymore.
What?
Jenna doesn't listen.
The podcast to isn't even posted yet.
I know.
I know. We have known you for a while, to be fair.
Yeah.
No, in all sincerity, it's been a long time coming, but it's good to hear your voice again on this specific web podcast. And thank you so much for being our guest today, Matt. And to Matt and all of you listening, eat the fucking cake.
I love you. Bye.
This is me talking into a microphone.
This is me talking into a different microphone.
I get a microphone, too.
No, you don't.
Aww. None for you.